shoes, it's shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The Baptist Bible Hour now comes to you under the direction of Elder Lasaire Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's
praise. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. for Pastor Lasaire Bradley and the Baptist Bible Hour right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services.
Nation,
in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless. 5-3.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need.
With home prices and interest rates,
Myers' number,
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at Golden Rule Academy.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Psalms 149, turn there with me, verse 5, 149, verse 5. Woo! Verse 5 says, "Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be where? Be where? Oh, let me hear it one more time. Where? Listen, what that means? All through the Bible, that same term is used. That means that you can't praise Him in your heart. Please don't sit there on the pew and go, well, I'm just praising him in my heart. No. He said, let the praises of God be where? Help me one more time. Where? You say, well, that's just not me. I'm just the silent type. Here, let me help you today. If you're ever going to break through into the next dimension of living, you better let some praises get in your mouth. Ask yourself this question. Is your life what you want it to be? Is it at where you want it to be at? Are the things manifesting the way that God put the dreams in your life to manifest? If not, maybe could it be that you just need to put a little bit more praise in your mouth and stop being so quiet? Could it be that you need to climb up on out of your shell, that you just need to put and begin to lift up a praise? I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to get you somewhere. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I'm praising him in my heart. I'm dancing in my heart. No. And you say, well, Pastor, I'm old. I can't move that man. Well, if you can tap your toe, tap your toe. Right? Just get a little toe tap going. Holy Ghost can work with a toe tap. Come on, amen. He said, let the high praise of God be in your mouth, and watch this, and a two-edged sword in their hand. In other words, with praise in your mouth and the word of God in your grasp, look what will happen in verse 7. You will execute vengeance on the nations, or grasp, look what happens on the people. Now, I mean, when he talks about nations, he's literally talking about the enemies of God. Everybody say the enemies of God. He said, you will execute vengeance on the enemies of God and punishment upon the people to, watch this, to bind up, verse 8, to bind up their kings with chains. Everybody say, bind up their kings with chains. Now, how many know when you get over to Ephesians chapter 6, Paul writes in his letter, he's talking about spiritual warfare, and he begins to talk about this, and he frames it up like this. He says, we wrestle against powers, principalities, and rulers of darkness. You say, what are those? Those are demonic rankings in the spiritual realm. Principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness. There are all kinds of princes and all kinds of rulers in the domain of darkness. They rule in darkness. They don't rule in the light. Come on, somebody, amen? And he said, when you put the high praises of God in darkness, the word of God in your grasp, he says you begin to bind up their kings with chains. Oh, come on, somebody, amen? And he said their nobles with fetters of iron. Listen, you know what that means? That means he might have got some of your money this week. Come on, somebody, amen? He might have tried to attack your health this week. He could be tormenting your kids this week. You might not even know where your kids are tonight. Come on, amen. But if you want to turn the tables on him, if you want to pull a victory up out of a defeat, if you want to go to the enemy's camp and take back what he has stolen from you, then all you got to do is begin to bless his holy name, begin to exalt the name of Jesus, begin to lift him up in your life. And say, Jesus, you are worthy of all praise. The name, you are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be glorified. He's worthy. Come on, somebody. Glory, 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 glory. He said, when you do that, you bind the enemy up in chains. You put that spiritual weakness. It's like you put fetters on their feet. They can't fly nowhere. They can't go nowhere. They can't get in your business no more. They can't touch your kids. They can't come against you. Because when you praise him, you bind him up. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. See, you can always tell somebody like that because they got a praise on their lips. The word of God and praise is in their mouth. They come out swinging with a sword with the word. When the devil says they can't, come on, somebody. We were talking about weapons the other night. Who's here Wednesday night? Come on, I said it's with the word. When the devil, I said it's time for warriors. God has given you weapons of warfare. And praise is a weapon. The word of God is a weapon. When the devil says you can't do it, you pull that word out and say, swoosh, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And you open up a can of I can. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, I feel good. Praise the Lord. Hold on, hold on, watch this. This is what he said. He says, here's what happened when the throne sits in the midst of praise with the high praises of God. That two-edged sword binds up kings and nobles. And watch this in verse 9. Watch this. To execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Execute on judgment. This honor have all the saints. Listen, you need to understand this. Don't miss this. He said, this honor goes to every saint. Every saint, come on. It don't just go to Jake's. It don't just go to Benny Hinn and Joyce Meyer and whoever the flavor of your week is this week. Come on. Probably shouldn't have said that. I'll just apologize right now because I like those guys. Come on. He said, this honor goes to every saint. I mean, the devil is so defeated that at the end of time, when you read the book of Revelation, when God gets ready to throw him into the pit for all of eternity, he don't even send an archangel. Come on, somebody. The Bible just says, he says some random angel. Some angel just standing there. Go take care of it. Come on, somebody. Even tell us his name, like Mike Rand Gabriel. Just some whoring angel just hanging around the throne of God. And it says God just chooses some random angel, says, okay, I'm done with him. I'm finished with him. Just go ahead and execute. Go throw him in the bottomless pit. Bam! Come on, somebody. Amen. Why? How does he do that? Because the devil has already been judged. He's been judged. God judged him. Come on, amen. You say, what are you talking about? Well, listen, watch this. How many of you know in our criminal justice system, when we have a trial, they present evidence, the jury comes back, they set up, they pass a little note to the judge, he reads the note, they make a decision, and he says, the jury has found you guilty. How many know at that point you've been judged guilty? Then what do? They come in there, the bailiff handcuffs them, takes them out, and takes them back to jail to await what? Sentencing. Everybody say sentencing. Amen. That takes them back to jail. Sentencing. And on the day of sentencing, that's when they execute the judgment that had been made when he was found guilty or she was found guilty back on the day of court. They don't judge them on the day they were found guilty. Come on. Or they don't execute the judgment on the day they were found guilty. He's already been judged. Come on, somebody. Amen. They execute or they carry out the sentencing or the judgment that's been decided. Come on, are you seeing where I'm going with this? And this is what he said. He said, here's what happens when you praise. 2,000 years ago at a place called Calvary on an old rugged cross, he was judged. Jesus come down off that cross and went into the belly of the earth and he said, that's it, you're judged, you're defeated. You ain't got no more power, no more authority. And that's it, I'm finished with you. Come on, somebody. And then you know what that means? Every time you get in his presence, every time you shout, hallowed be thy name, every time you praise him, every time you execute the judgment that was given to him 2,000 years ago, you deny his right to exist in your life. You deny his ability to deceive you. That's why you got to praise. That's why it's got to be in your mouth. Because the devil can't read your mind and he can't read your heart. There ain't no authority in silence. You got to open up your mouth. And you got to open up your mouth going towards heaven, not towards hell. We got way too many people in the body of Christ complaining about everything that's wrong and how they got offended and nothing ain't working out in their life and how bad it is. You better change your vocabulary. If you ever going to overcome, you're going to have to learn how to praise. Open your mouth. And shout. That means every time I praise him, sickness has got to go. I execute the junk sickness. Because my Bible says, by his stripes, I am healed. So when I praise him, come on, hallelujah, amen. He said, I bore your sickness and I bore your infirmity. I took care of it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You took care of my sickness. You took care of my infirmity. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Every tongue that rises against me, he'll vindicate. Woo! So when I execute my praise, he executes his judgment. When poverty comes, I just praise him. And he executes his judgment. He said, I made the poor so they can be rich. Hallelujah, amen. Now my riches are their sufficiency. Poverty, somebody shout this with me. You struggling in your finances, say this with me. Poverty, get out of my house. Get out of my, shout this with me. In Jesus' name. It's executed. God is on the throne making a decree over your life. How many know your prayer can be a whole lot more powerful if you come to your Father that is positioned in heaven with a bowed heart saying, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. No other name but the name of Jesus. No, somebody shout, no other name. You got to talk about that name, the name of Jesus. The name that we have authority, the name that we have access, the name that gives us power, the name that has overcome, the name of Jesus. Watch this, Philippians 4, 6 says this. It says, be anxious for nothing. Don't stress out about anything. Hear me. Don't stress out about nothing. Stop stressing. Stop being frustrated. Stop being overwhelmed. Don't stress out about nothing. Come on, touch somebody and say, you look a little overwhelmed. Stop being frustrated. Don't do it. He says, don't stress out about anything because your daddy has got this. Somebody shout, he's got it. He's got it. Come on, amen. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. How many know the best place for your heart and your mind is in Christ Jesus? How many know the worst place for your heart and your mind is in your own thinking and your own heart and your own selfish ambition? How many know you'll get yourself in trouble really quick? Come on, how many would rather be in Christ Jesus? Then don't be anxious for nothing. Come on, don't be anxious about anything. Say, Pastor, I don't understand what you're talking about. That means, then don't be time. Now, how many of you know when this is what we've done in America because we've become so needy and need-based. We want everything we want as fast as we can get it, and if we don't, we're mad at God. Come on, and this is what our prayer life looks like. God, I know it's been 2.5 weeks since I talked to you, but I got this electric bill. I done called the church and Pastor Jason told me no. I went to Mustard Seed and they said no, because I've been there 3 times this year already. But I got this electric bill and God, I need your help. Come on, I mean, that's the way we come into God. We ignore him in our life until we need something. We ignore him until we are aware of the fact that we need a breakthrough. And really, we only realize we need a breakthrough when we've gotten to the bottom. And ignore him until we are a hole so deep that we can't climb out on our own. All the while, God was standing up top going, I've got your breakthrough right here. Just trust me. No, I'm going to do this my way. No, I got your healing right here. Just trust me. No, I will, God. I'm busy right now. You gave me this business to run. I need to run this business. Go on then, run it in the ground without me. Come on, am I helping anybody? Come on, huh? I got bills. I got all this stuff. I got these kids driving me nuts. They don't listen to me. I got a husband over at Sally's house all the time, and I don't know what he's doing over there. Oh, God, come on now. Well, it's real life, ain't it? Come on, huh? But that's what we do. We start out with all that stuff, and he just says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Listen, you will never pray yourself into peace by praying that way. Prayer, feeling bad, feeling worse. Because in prayer, you're trying to remember everything that's wrong, so you list everything that's wrong And then all of a sudden, you're really overwhelmed because you realize you didn't realize you had that many things wrong until you put them all together and organized them for God. So you come out of prayer feeling worse. You're going in with one thing. By the time you're done praying, you're left with 20 bad things. And you're going, oh, I don't even know if God can help me. Come on, how many know that's the way we are? Amen? You will never pray yourself into peace by praying that way. You'll pray yourself into peace by doing this. My Father, my Daddy God, I know you're not moved by the circumstances of my life. I know you're not overwhelmed with what I'm walking through today. I know you're sitting above it all. I know you're the answer. I worship you today, Jesus. I give you praise today. I know you're the answer. Because it's through your name that I'm going to have peace. It's through your name that I'm healed. It's through your name that Junior's going to come home tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for loving me that much. Thank you for walking with me when I'm weak. Thank you for holding my hand when I don't understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your power to resurrect my life, to heal my life, to set me straight. Thank you, Father. Worship you. I mean, that's where you're going to get free. As soon as you get your eyes off your situation and put them on Him and recognize who He is. Come on, amen. You believe that today? Hallelujah. And recognize who. Amen. You believe.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more 85 our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity. 15 years ago, at Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support. Ed Meyer, Century 21.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.